Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and you said a Stargate. Again, we're on Rumble X. We're on everything. So you can find us really easy by just typing in you said a Stargate, and be sure and share this with your friends because we're going through some crazy times and it's important to get this information out. So the topic of this show is dark versus light, keeping it simple, the great war, liberation of humanity and the earth. So I want to begin by making a statement that explains everything in the simplest of terms. There's two forces, the light and the dark. Both have many expressions, heights, and depths. Universal law versus draconian law. That's what we're going through right now. Service to humanity and the earth versus service to self. Those of impeccable integrity with a strong moral compass, and those with little integrity and no moral compass. So you just have to break this down into simplicity. There is a gray area in between with different degrees of integrity and morality. So we're getting a crash course in where we stand in the Great Awakening or planetary liberation. So we're going to have to look at ourselves, our past, with brutal honesty, you know, because all actions outside of universal law create karma, action, reaction, of which there is no escape. I know I've been talking about this for a while, but there's a lot more coming in. So many of our challenges today make no sense unless you figure in past lives, which also magnetize people and events, creating experiences in this life. Regardless of what the tyrants and controllers think, informing you of their degenerate actions does not let them off the hook. The universe always seeks to balance itself. Time is collapsing, quickening, wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences are surfacing to be healed. This includes past and otherworldly lives. So the awareness of past lives and other worldly lives is all as the veils continue to thin and contact happens on more regular basis. This is going to really come into play. So this is the only way one can make sense out of what is unfolding in our daily lives. The chaos we are experiencing is a manifestation of everything rising to the surface, everything being revealed. Those, you know, I use the word the believe. I break it down like it's B lie and then B E D, because there's always a lie in belief. And so, yeah, I've always realized that when you're looking at things, there's nothing is the whole truth. There's always, you know, something else in there. But anyway, those we believe to be of noble character holding the highest positions of power often have never been what they and the media have portrayed them to be. You know, the Diddy list, the Epstein list, the Doge uncovering a plethora of theft, graft, misuse of American taxpayers' funds testify to this. Politicians are going mad. Heroes and icons are going to fall. And if you depend on the external for information and leadership, you'll diminish your internal leadership and the ability to know the truth from within. Worshipping external gods distracts from and diminishes your own personal God, creator, great spirit connection. So this is what all the enlightened masters taught, you know, with all the social engineering, lies, deceptions in the external world, you'll never know the truth. Within, you know, everyone is the ability to go directly to the source to discern whether things are true and people are who they profess to be. It's our inner sensitivity abilities, our training that we forgot, the self-mastery training that we teach, which is very dangerous to these people. Anyway, so we need to start honoring our feelings, first impressions, and that gut feeling that says something is amiss. This is the greatest threat to those who operate outside of universal law, the narcissists, manipulators, predators, the self-serving, and those wolves in sheep's clothing with false facades. I rather admire the wolf because they are what they are. They don't claim to be anything else, and you always know where they're coming from if you're paying attention, not like most of our leadership today, basically. So anyway, this next understanding is imperative. If we're going to get through these times, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And I'm going to repeat that for people. I want you to really think about this. The mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And so we perceive things through our mind. Our mind is creating our reality. And I can prove this because if you get two of those little, well, they go inside paper towels, the little cardboard tubes, you know, in paper towels. Get two of those and then put them up to your mind, up to your eyes, basically. And then spread them out, and you'll see two different worlds. And you go, oh my God, you know, this is cool, you know. And then you bring it together and they merge into one. And you're seeing one world out of both eyes through two separate cardboard tubes, which shows you that your brain chooses what you see. And anybody can do this. I really want you to check this out because you're gonna go, wow, my brain is altering, you know, two worlds into one. And so anyway, just have fun with that. So if we go back to the light force and the dark force analogy, it's obvious what force is working through the self-serving narcissist profiting at the expense of humanity and the earth. And they're trapped by their past, their lust for power and wealth, and the future boomerang of their karma. So they never ask themselves, does anyone love me, or do they just love what I can do for them? Am I a means to an end? You know, they seek power through fame, fortune, but the ultimate power is love, and love serves, basically. So God is love. Love is like the sun. It just shines on everybody, and it never runs out of juice, you know, unless the ego steps in and shuts it down. So anyway, their power diminishes with each unkind, selfish act, self-sabotaging their true desires, not even knowing it. When you're kind and loving in service to others, a power runs through you, the ultimate power, God, Creator, Great Spirit, the Absolute, whatever name you want to give it, which in its most unlimited understanding is pure, unconditional love, joy, and bliss. It's like the sun, which never stops giving, yet never runs out of light to give. Gotta do a quick power off here. Those who lust for power and wealth are usually void of the big three, love, joy, and bliss. They feed off of others, unable to make their own personal God connection and channel that energy to others. Some actually are in leagues with unseen negative influences that feed off the pain and suffering of others, thinking conquering others gives them more power. It only lowers their frequencies, severs their connection to source and any real power, love, joy, and bliss, creating a negative karmic reaction. So it's an endless loop, like the snake eating its tail. You know, a lot of petroglyphs show the snake eating its tail in these times, and that's what's happening. So it puts them in a frequency surrounded by those of like mind in a state of devolution with diminishing love, joy, and bliss and power. They have no power because they're not connected. So short term. Anyway, in the days to come, everything is being revealed and amplified. And they're on the downward spiral of evolution, devolving until their inevitable demise and the collapse of their empires. I want you to think about this. How many politicians are falling flat on their face? They can't even walk anymore. I mean, these guys have been in there forever. You know, it's just a good excuse for term limits. And their world is collapsing. That world they feed off of and have to stay attuned to and feed is gone. It's not feeding them. So it's not working anymore. These people, their kingdoms and their body, which is their kingdom as well, they're all collapsing. And you can see this, you know, those attuned to the life force live in a spiritual life in harmony with each other, nature on the upward spiral of evolution, and they will experience the Dharma or good deeds being revealed and amplified. And their frequency is supported by the Great Awakening, the awakening and healing process well underway. So you see a lot of these people that live a very spiritual life, you know, in harmony with each other and nature, they really don't age. You know, it takes them, they always look much younger than they are. They're usually healthier. They do have a hard time. There is stress in just being here and dealing with the constant attacks by the negativity. But if you notice, if they really stay up on their practices, they're much more healthy, they're more youthful, and they live a beautiful life. They don't have attachment to all these crazy things going on. So anyway, going on, there is a gray area between and many are getting a crash course in where they have made choices and acted outside of universal law. So that gray area is being cleaned up. and the polarities are getting stronger and they're dividing. And Babaji and some of the other masters have always said there'd be a bifurcation of worlds. And so those choosing universal law and in service to humanity, the earth, and those people are going to take one track. Might be some people say one timeline. They're on one timeline. And the other people that are in service to self, that are pulling all these nefarious actions, are on another timeline, or they're on another path, and those two worlds are splitting right now. And so a lot of people have gone in the future, saw there was two worlds, and a lot of people just disappeared. And the people that were left were really loving and peaceful, and they learned how to cooperate and work together. And they're working in harmony with the rest of the universe, the other, the greater family of man throughout the multiverse. So anyway, that may very well be where we're going. I kind of believe that. But anyway, to understand what is happening on the earth, one needs to know the players and their agendas. When you apply what is transpiring, it's increasingly obvious why and who is behind it. So there is a group, some call the Illuminati, the Cabal, globalist, billionaire, eugenicists, that have a plan for the world. They want to reduce the population up to 90%, and you probably are not in the 10%. And despite if you're serving this negative elite. So anyway, they hide under the blanket of the Green New Deal, environmentalism, and this USA AIDS and all this stuff, when in truth they declared war on humanity and the earth. And this is all coming out now. You're going to see they use our own money, taxpayers' money, against us. And so all of these organizations and NGOs are being exposed. And really listen when they talk about USAID. It's not aid, it's a whole different system. But anyway, do your research on it. Anyway, this group, they engage in weather warfare, use dew weapons to clear the way for their smart cities, where you will own nothing, be under their complete control of every aspect of your life. And anybody who is onto them will be publicly or physically assassinated through the weaponized agencies and the corporate-controlled lamestream legacy media. Right. The lamestream legacy media. Yeah, I hope I said that right. I think I said legacy. I got mag on the mind. Anyway, those who play their game rise to the top. Those who don't are censored, diminished into obscurity, often jailed or even done away with altogether. I have a lot of people, friends in prison, that did nothing other than buck the system and say this is wrong. And that needs to, we need to have a major look-see into that. Maybe Musk can turn his guys into that and see what really happened there. Anyway, luckily, many have protection on high, which is why they're still alive, but that doesn't mean they haven't suffered the consequences to walking in impeccable integrity and having a strong moral compass. I mean, that's like there's an old saying, Jesus has no place to lay his head. That's why, anyway, anybody who's connecting with Christ consciousness or working along that line really have trouble hanging out here. So, anyway, those truly of noble virtue are constantly attacked by those who are morally and integrity challenged. So they mirror back to them their own discretions. Or digressions, you might say, thus they're a threat. So this is what you're seeing in the confirmation hearings. Those who have allegiances to the dark forces, the global elite, the international banksters, big pharma, the producers of toxic processed food, and those who have poisoned our air, water, and food supply, these are the ones that are screaming the loudest, trying to stop, this new group from coming in. And this also includes bioengineering, chemtrails, a toxic, deadly soup of heavy metals, carcinogens, biologicals, and nanoparticles, being sprayed heavily globally. This is putting all of humanity on timers, diminishing their health and well-being, dumbing them down, and reducing the population. So there's some brave women out there that are taking it to the pilots' homes, spraying this toxic soup and confronting them. Let's play that clip.
Yes! Great! Thank you.
Yes, what can I do
good
for
to see you.
You?
I'm here. You're Tim, right?
No.
Oh, no.
No. I don't know a Tim.
Jody?
No, don't know. Well, I know a Jody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jody Fisher?
No, yeah, I know Jody Fisher.
You do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
And you're, then who are you?
I'm one of the other captains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For, okay, great. So, come on outside, or not, or just whatever. Are you free? No?
No, I gotta re-flare.
Okay, so
stuff, but...
I have paperwork for you that I want to give to you. So
okay.
Hang tight, I'll go get it, but then, we've been trying to reach Jody and you for a long time.
Okay.
And we are tired of you dumping heavy metals all over our county.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not the one to talk to about that.
No, but you are, but you're the one that's doing it. So I've been taking rain samples. I have over 20 samples. And every time you fly, we get high amounts of aluminum, barium, strontium, titanium, magnesium. So I want to know, are you aware of what you're doing? I know you think it's like to increase water supply to for Turlock and Modesto, but it's not really happening.
Yeah, you can talk to them.
I've tried.
About that,
I've called them, and they're not calling me back. So we're now getting really involved, and now we're going to bring something legal against your company.
Okay, well, you can talk to them about that for
I know,
sure.
But so. I want you to know, though, like, we are real people underneath what you're doing. You spray right over our houses. We hear you. We know you. We see you. We're watching your planes and your patterns, hey?
Yeah,
it's twice today
that.
Now. You did two flights. Two three-hour
yeah,
flights.
It's public knowledge, yeah.
It's, well, it's not really, though. That's the problem. So you have not properly notified our board of supervisors about this. Hi, are you the other pilot?
Yes.
Hi. What's your name?
Khaled.
Khaled?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
hi.
Not,
hi.
It's not our... We have... people at home base that you can talk to about that stuff.
But they've not called back. So now we're getting to the point where we're getting our supervisors involved. So the supervisors of our county needs to be notified. They've not been notified. You've been doing this for 30 years. I know it's a long time. You guys are like, it's cool. It's easy. We're talking about all of the metals and the flares that you're using. So aluminum and zinc propel the silver iodide. You're spraying right over us all the time. And our plant life is suffering. They are now selling aluminum genetically modified seeds to grow food because our soil is so contaminated. Okay, so what you're spraying is not good for the environment. And it's not good for the people because there's an early onset dementia, there's Alzheimer's, things are starting to happen to people's health. And I really do believe there's a linkage to what we're breathing in the environment every day. And you guys spray us in November through April. It's your yearly contract. I'm aware of that too. So I just wanted to meet the pilots and say, you know, where's Jody? I've called Jody, I've talked to, I think Leslie was the other one, Leslie Fisher? No, it's another Fisher.
Yeah, Lisa? Probably his wife.
Okay, but, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's their responsibility. That's not our responsibility.
I understand, yeah. And but the money that you're receiving to do this is coming from, is it taxpayers that are paying for this?
That's not my department.
I want you to be aware. Do you have family?
Yeah, I have family.
I have family too. I have children. So we're outside and we hear your plane over us all the time. And I've been tracking this for a long time. And we have tried to get the supervisors involved and they're clueless. They were not informed. According to the California codes and law, they should have notified our supervisors because you're doing this to benefit TID. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's happening over, well, it might be, but it's happening over our area. Okay? Sonora, Groveland, Coulterville. You're doing your little figure eight loops. My 20 rain samples will show you that on the days that you're spraying, or releasing your flares, we have copious amounts of aluminum, magnesium. There's been some barium, strontium, but titanium's weird. Is titanium also in your flares? Okay, that's unique for me. So I want you to know that there are health impacts to soil and the plant life, and all of those things. And when you do this, my whole community's watching. We don't know what to do.
Yeah, I understand your opinion.
It's not opinion.
So
I will show you my samples.
I don't want to see your samples.
Why is that?
You can take those.
But you are flying the plane. But then how do I...
These globalists and corrupt leaders are cashing in on the entire process, the sickness, and eventual death. So until you know the cause or origin of the ills that beset humanity, you'll never have a solution. Whether you like him or not, Trump is standing in the way of the Dark Arts agenda, along with his appointments with a mission to clean up a very compromised, very corrupt government and its agencies. The big pharma, you know, USAIDS, which is not an aid, as I talked about, Soros-sponsored Democrats and rhinos are sucking off the teat of this massive anti-American agenda and trillion-dollar slush fund, you know, that Trump's putting into. They're the ones screaming the most and trying to start riots, impeachments, for doing exactly what the American people want. So they're going after Elon for doing exactly what Trump was elected to do. To me, that's kind of undemocratic, you know. I thought the people were the ones that were going to be controlling where we go, but apparently the politicians, especially Democratic and rhinos, think otherwise. So anyway, they're ending the corruption, the waste, the deep state, and returning the power back to the people, restoring the republic. So we are a republic, and the republic's been restored. We're not a democracy. And people use the word democracy, preserving democracy, saving democracy, to jump into all these endless wars and to spread terror and war across the planet. And that's being shut down as well. So anyway, again, the ones screaming the loudest are the most corrupt. They're afraid of all of Trump's appointments because they cannot control them, and their dirty little laundry is going to be exposed and crimes punished. So why do you think they're demanding from his appointments a pledge not to prosecute Trump adversaries? Because a lot of this funding they're finding in this USAID AIDS was, they were like millions, if not billions of dollars to take down Trump. So that was taxpayers' money that was designed to take Trump down, and some other things that are just unbelievably, I mean, it's a long list. Look it up. Listen to what Trump and Elon mainly is talking about, because they're spelling it out for anybody that has ears to hear. So anyway, these people are going against a duly elected president and interfering with him fulfilling his promises in. And that is sedition at least, and more like treason. So the real insurrections are being carried out by the Democrats and some of the rhinos, basically. So why are they so against deporting illegal aliens, criminals, rapists, murderers, drug dealers? Because that was a major part of the hostile foreign governments and billionaires' plan to take down America. And Soros has said that his greatest dream will be taking down America. I mean, he openly said that, but everybody's taking his funding, and doing his bidding. So figure it out. He's not the only one. There's a lot more involved. So anyway, those are their bosses, basically. And that's where the money's coming from for this anti-American, anti-Trump, anti-ending corruption, anti-prosecution DAs. All this stuff is coming from their bosses, basically. And they just do what they're told. So if you follow the money, the revelations coming from the USAID's audit verifies all of this and more. Trump, Elon, Tucker Carlson, Trump's appointments all will go down in history of not just saving America, but saving the world. This is global. What happens in America is going to be a chain reaction, and they know it throughout the world. So if things are allowed to continue business as usual, World War III would be just around the corner. So how would World War III factor into the globalist depopulation program? So now you get in the picture, perfectly. They have their underground bunkers and cities to go to. Unfortunately, most of them have been taken out. So when you're seeing the wheat being separated from the chaff, there's different levels of compromise. There's always a path of forgiveness and redirecting one's energies and assets towards the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. After all, what good is gaining the wealth of the world when you'll be eventually living among zombies under the control of dark forces? So eventually there'll be only one option, and that is to join them. And I really don't think that's where we want to go. So a lot of people are doing the bidding of the dark hearts and the dark forces and everything, and they think they're going to be spared in the days to come. But pretty soon, you're going to be all alone and you're going to be surrounded by a very dark world. You're definitely not creating heaven on earth. You're creating something else. And you probably will be successful, but it won't be here. You'll be doing that somewhere else. So anyway, we can get behind those who are serving the light, operate under universal law, live our lives according to universal law, evicting the darkness from ourselves and our leadership, or serve the darkness on a downward spiral of war, disease, poverty, a path to social and environmental collapse. Despite what they're saying, we're here to save the environment. All that money is going into their pockets. And a lot of their programs are totally dysfunctional. They don't even work, like windmills and things like that, and all these other programs they're trying to do. Anyway, getting back to basics, we're either serving the dark or the light, with a gray area in between, and that is being revealed and cleaned up by the acceleration and amplification of karma, action reaction, where everything is being revealed. So anyway, that, it's really basic, and we know in our hearts when we're serving the dark side or the light side. We get that feeling like, I don't know. I don't know if I should do this. And then our mind, our intellect jumps in and says, no, but you need to do this. You know, you'll be able to buy that new car, that boat, that beach house, and you'll have fame and you'll have fortune. And it talks you out of it. But we need to get to back to the heart and just go, you know what? I'm not going to sell my soul. I'm not going to do this. And that's what's happening right now. I'll tell you one thing, they overlooked the dark arts, and they overlooked a fail-safe mechanism, which is in the soul, that when things get so dark, it activates and it gets triggered. And the soul's connected to Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And when that flips on, all of a sudden, everybody starts waking up going, whoa, what am I in the middle of? What is going on here? I can't believe what I've done. And they go through several phases. You know, one is grief and self-analysis and, you know, being brutally honest with themselves. And then the next one is anger for being set up and lied to and things like that. And then the next one is action, where they're going to take action. And so we're going through those phases right now. So now, to get earthy again, the best way to know who is serving the light or serving the dark is by their actions. As in every crime, follow the money. Who's going to gain from these plagues and disasters? Do these plagues and disasters align with the WEF depopulation and smart city agendas? Is it aligned with the plans of the global elite, billionaire eugenicists? Who are their puppets? The Dems and rhinos screaming the loudest is your clue. You know, the ones that are saying, we will resist. They're trying to create riots and in the streets and everything else. And I hate to tell them, but their little clandestine army like Antifa and Black Lives Matters and all these other guys that used to do their bidding are kind of being taken out of the picture. So they're going to be going down the street all by themselves saying, we will resist. You know, and they're going to turn around. There's going to be nobody behind them. But anyway, we also have to ask, do these bioweapons created in weaponized biolabs behind the plagues fit into the depopulation program? Who is funding them? You really want to look into what's really happening in Ukraine. I mean, one of the main problems there is the massive biolabs, weaponized biolabs going on with, guess who's funding? Biden and USAIDS is funding these things, and the chemtrails, they're funding them, all of these things. And so now that they've been defanged basically and become no more, you know, you're going to see all this stuff come to an end. Well, you also see Biden's name all over them. So anyway, that's all going to come out. It's in his laptop. Everything's there. I think Kash Patel, the first thing he's going to do is go and grab that laptop and start writing out indictments. But if he hasn't already, he probably already has. I'm sure there's copies of that laptop out there, so I'm sure he's already got one. Anyway, do the falsely labeled vaccines, which are experimental tainted injections damaging the DNA, blood, creating pericarditis, myocarditis, blood clots, you know, causing the adverse side effects, one being the death of millions, fit into the depopulation program? You know, it's neither safe or effective. It's been proven to be neither. And, you know, why are they going after the children, you know, with a neither safe or effective, I don't even know what to call this thing, bioweapon, basically. Statistics prove they're not at risk for these plagues. So harming the children is the ultimate slap in God's face, something Jesus and all the prophets warned about. And so you really need to look at who is profiting from these depopulation programs. And until these questions are answered and those guilty of crimes against America and humanity are held accountable, along with those saying, I was just doing my job as an excuse, this will all continue unless people with impeccable integrity, with somewhat of a moral compass, you know, put an end to it. So anyway, and that's what is going on right now. The dream team, you know, they're going to put an end to this. So another question is, do the fires, obviously due to the research of people in the highest integrity and credentials, are the result of DEW, directed energy weapons used in Lahaina, Paradise, and LA, fit into the depopulation agenda, clearing the way for smart cities? Who is behind the smart cities? Again, follow the money. The meetings and plans were drawn up months and years in advance. They have the models of these cities, They just had to clear the way of those they deem wretched humans, indigenous people, in the way of their plans. And so it's, this is no different than what's been going on since the beginning of time in America and Australia and all around the world. It's just clearing out the indigenous people that are in their way. And now it's not just the indigenous people, it's anybody that's in their way is going to be cleared out. So, is it odd the fires in LA and Australia followed the path of the proposed multi-billion-dollar maglev trains? If you lay the plans for the maglev trains over the fire, it looks like the fire. It looks exactly like the path these fires took. So it's increasingly obvious someone's declared war on the people globally, especially anyone in the way of the WEF 2020 total world domination depopulation smart city program, now changed to 2030. They were trying to get this done in 2020. Trump came in and screwed that up and messed them up. So now they're going for 2030. So, and the program is, we call it the "If you're still alive, you'll own nothing and be happy" program. And that's, they've actually said that. They've stated it clearly. And they even stated how they were going to start knocking out the population. They said they're going to do it by creating a disease, by creating all this fear. They created the plague, then they created all the fear around the plague using the media. And they said what really was going to take out people is the injections that were supposed to cure them from the plague. This was all in their agenda. It's all written if you do the research. So Trump is doing what every wise pundit would do, cut off their funding. These billionaire eugenicists and tyrants never use their own money. They use taxpayers' money gathered through crooked politicians. And in other words, we've been paying for our own enslavement and attacks on our health and prosperity, even demise, for quite some time. And this is coming to an end despite the Democrats' promotion of resistance, violence, and insurgency. So whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't matter to them. You have to realize that to these people. You don't matter. You're a means to an end. You're blocking their program. So until you figure this out, you're going to experience what these people have to offer. So on the next subject, how does this tie into the UFO community? Being that we talk a lot about UFOs here in disclosure. And as we said earlier, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. You're either serving the dark force or the light force. There's been a lot of satanic Luciferian money, like politics, buying the souls of those in the highest positions in the UFO community. They've taken over many of the major conferences and were once outlets of truth, are now compromised. That's why you don't see me there, There's no doubt, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and the international banksters have extreme ties to satanic Luciferian societies. The rituals and sacrifices are common knowledge to anybody that's done the research. They gathered up top ufologists, many of which are the top in the field, in what is known as the Rockefeller Initiative. Google it and see who's on their team. They now control the narrative. They also control Hollywood, the networks, and anyone authentic of impeccable integrity and high morals is censored. I was invited to several parties that, when I first came in the UFO community, I had people knocking on my door at the hotel, and knowing their modus operandi. Sorry, there's a lot of fog in there. Kilauea is erupting like crazy and just really pumping out the fog. But anyway, they sent people to knock on my door, and she's a very beautiful young woman. And they knock on your door, and they say, "Hey, can I use your bathroom? I just knocked on the first door, and you seem like a nice person. Can I just use your bathroom?" And so Most people are going to say, yeah, who am I to make you pee your pants? I'm not going to be doing that. Anyway, so they say, yeah. So anyway, at first I said yes, and then I got this bad feeling. I go, something isn't right here. Something's off. And so I called a couple of my friends who were just across the way in the hall. And I said, hey, can you come over here? Can you come over here right away? I said, there's something going on here, and I need witnesses, that can verify, that something's off here. So they did, and they came over. And so this person, a very beautiful woman, was in the bathroom, and she was taking everything off, and so anyway, she wasn't just using the bathroom. And I knew she was going to come out, and it was a setup, and she was going to come out, and they're going to try to nail me with somebody. She was probably, I mean, she looked about 22 or 25, but she might have been 17. I would imagine she's probably 17. And she was probably going to come out buck naked, and then next thing you know, the door gets kicked in or whatever, and then you got all these agents arresting you. But they did that to a lot of people. And they set people up. They did a lot of mentoring candidates. And I experienced three or four, and I was pretty naive in the beginning. And I go, and then I started saying, why does this supermodel, drop dead gorgeous person, why are they so after me? I don't get it. I don't know what, I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a, what's going on here? And then I figured it out later. And I got caught up in a couple of them, and what they do is they try to hook you, and then they just slam you in the heart and shut you down. And it's one of the games they play. It's honeypots and things like that. So anyway, I figured it out, and I luckily I got out of those situations and backed out of them. And a couple I saw right off the bat, and I just didn't go there. I said, you have fun with that. I was just nice to him, but I just didn't go. But anyway, a lot of that's going on. It's happening not just in the UFO community, it's happening everywhere. It's a game they play. So luckily I followed my intuition, and I just said, this isn't happening. I'm not going there. But anyway, long story short, I did fall for it in the beginning, I'll have to admit. Any man, you got a beautiful woman coming at you, and most men, especially if you're single, some people weren't single that got caught, are probably going to fall for that. Unless your spidey senses are up 100%, you're not going to figure it out. But anyway, they got Wendell Stevens. They got quite a few people with that one. So there's games they play. They also take off your lug nuts, cut your brake lines, and send the county after you. They do everything possible to shut you down. And we've gone through all of that. We're still going through some of it. But anyway, I just want to let you know that's kind of comes with the territory. And again, we have to realize a lot of the people that were authentic that went in there kind of naive. I was naive in the beginning, I went into the UFO community, and I go, wow, what we're having, like, masters appear at the ranch. We're having light ships, Merkabas, amazing spiritually and technologically advanced beings. The inner earth is coming out, and working with this. Bigfoot's walking through our property. We got pictures of fairies and you name it. I mean, it's crazy what's going on there. It's a vortex, and we've risen to the occasion. It's like the shirt says, it's all about frequency rise. You can actually get it through our website. But anyway, they I was kind of naive, and I go, God, this is what they're all looking for, the evidence, the proof. I mean, we've got all these people involved, like triple PhD Boeing engineers, and I'll go into that later. But I said, we got the video, we have the witnesses, we have the evidence, they're gonna love this. And I went in there, and I just walked into a battle zone, and I couldn't believe the how many shields, how much competition was involved there, how much of a controlled narrative I was walking into, and how convoluted that whole system is. And so that was my experience. And then I gained the wisdom from that experience, actually. And now I feel little more on track. But anyway, they don't want you to know that there are spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations offering a lending hand to help us evolve beyond the war, disease, poverty, and actually take a quantum leap in evolution. So going through the same people responsible for the controlled narrative is a recipe for failure. And there are some very morally and integrity challenged people at the highest levels in the UFO community that need to be exposed and weeded out. Or just as, you know, it's just as in the government. It's time for some new venues, some new leadership. And that's the only way that the truth is going to have a way out. So, as we said earlier, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So these leaders in the UFO community have been corrupted, and some were corrupt to begin with. So their come from was ego driven, and some very well may have contact, but with what? And which force are they serving? So we have a saying, just because someone is dead or an ET does not mean they're enlightened or have your best interests at heart. So the new whistleblowers are on the same path. If not corrected, they'll suffer the same fate. You know, with Schumer leading the charge in the political arena, pushing it off for another 10 years, he's not even going to be around in 10 years. So it's already destined to fail. This one's sabotaged from the beginning. So anyway, Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result is a form of insanity, and it's totally gone insane. You know, there's insanity on every level throughout the entire leadership of our government, in the past, throughout the UFO community, everything. There just needs to be a major house cleaning. So anyway, I would love for the disclosure movement to succeed, and we at SETI have had extremely well-documented contact for over 40 years. Tens of thousands of people have come to SETI, triple PhD, Boeing engineers, Skunk Works engineers, Air Force Base commanders, NASA engineers, air traffic control officers, professional people from all walks of life. Yes, even gardeners and farmers are all seeing the ships, many testifying on Art Bell in the past and other venues, other shows concerning their experiences. And the photos and videos back up their story. So the elephant in the room is, drum roll, why has this been censored? Censored by the major conferences, censored by the documentaries, even attacked by top people in the field of ufology. The answer has already been given. Ufology is a controlled narrative, highly compromised all the way to the top, and anyone authentic is either censored, character assassinated, or taken out altogether. There's a long history of that one, which also explains the military's involvement and reluctance to come forward. Maybe the deadly force used to censor the authentic or those who were having contact. Anyway, so I can go on and on. What's sad is a lot of the women have been censored out of the UFO community. And the ones that are very spiritual, that have contact with the spiritually and technologically advanced beings, the Pleiadians, Andromedans, and Arcturians, and Sirians, and there's a whole group of them, Orion Council of Light. You know, all these beings are coming through those who have risen to the occasion. And they usually, most time, they come through women because women are more sensitive, and they're better receptors for contact. And so that's pretty much, they work through a lot of women. Now, unfortunately, they brought forward a lot of women that are countering this, and the ones that were authentic are being replaced by others that aren't authentic. And they're telling everybody to get chips and do this and do that, and you'll know, just pay attention. But again, they're pushing this external savior. And we really need to save ourselves and rise to the occasion, basically. They're not going to beam up millions of us and put us on another planet and bring in a big street sweeper. You know, one of those automatic vacuums are going to drop a bunch off on Earth and clean it up. That's not going to happen. But anyway, so let's end the false disclosures. It's been going on for 70 to 80 years. And it's time for a fresh start, discernment, and a deep dive into the true character and ties of all the leaders needs to be done. The facades and masks are all coming down. Those who serve the dark forces will be revealed, along with their actions and lack of integrity and moral compass. The puppet masters will be revealed along with their puppets. The funding will cease when the globalists on the wrong side of right collapse, basically. So it'll become increasingly apparent the voices of those who have tried, no, I mean, the voices of those who have lied to, deceive, took advantage of, censored, and suppressed will get louder. So a lot of these people that have been done wrong basically are gonna say, I'm coming out now, and it's a byproduct of the Great Awakening. So they may have been pushed down, but they're all coming back out. So the planetary liberation is on, and everything's going to be revealed. Again, no rock should be left unturned, and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. So, sound familiar? That's exactly what's going on. So it's going to be as if God, Creator, Great Spirit, and the beautiful many ascended masters, saints, and sages, and the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are invading the earth, making their presence known, bringing universal law with them. So universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. This includes other advanced civilizations from the interior. They're all coming forward right now. So a true golden age is upon us, yet it won't be easy navigating the chaos during the transition. There's been cold wars above and below, physically and interdimensional. They're about to become hot. So the benevolent off-worlders, some of our ancient ancestors have always been in a multidimensional cold war with the malevolent entities seen and unseen. So this is all about to become hot. So be ready for it. The benevolent entities are uncloaking as we speak. The negative entities will try to remain hidden. It's imperative we develop our own self-mastery during these times, make our own personal connection to God, Creator, Great Spirit, pray, meditate, ask for help on high. It's time to release the past, forgive yourselves and others, and be the solution. Impeccable integrity and strong moral compass are backed by popular demand. So again, nobody's perfect. I mean, it's like, I love that saying, I've never made a mistake. I've manifested a lot of things and gained a lot of wisdom. So anyway, if we don't, I think the mistake is if we don't gain the wisdom from the experience. And, a lot of things start out with noble intentions. This that old saying, I think even Muhammad said, there's no perfect man, only perfect intentions. And when you have other egos involved, it never goes the way you want it. So it may have started out right, and then you had to set boundaries, and then the victims that came to you with agendas, become your enemies, and then you got to deal with that, and it goes on and on and on. So it's a long story. So anyway, the bottom line is when you go within, forgiveness is unlimited, and restitution is advised, and raising one's frequencies, being kind and loving to humanity and the earth is mandatory if you're going to make it through these times. Sometimes, protecting those you love is in the highest service one can offer. So never forget, being a Christ or a Buddha does not mean being a doormat. And division was not taught anywhere in the true teachings of any master, regardless of race, religion, and culture. They all spoke of unity. And anyway, too, I wanted to wrap this up. There you have it. And don't get caught up into this my God's bigger than your God thing, or my God's the only God. And and don't worship the little g gods either that are in between. Make your own personal connection. So again, have a great evening, and we are in exciting times, and we are this, if you have no idea what is being taken off of your shoulders right now by the present administration. I mean, we are entering into a golden age, and the tyranny and the enslavement and the poisoning and all this crap going on is going to come to an end. So anyway, stay tuned and do your part, and we'll see you next weekend. Good night. Thank you.